to see you. If you're new today, welcome. I'm Pastor Bert, and last week we started a two-part lesson on farming. Well, not really. It's more specifically with regards to sowing and reaping. We discovered that when God designed the universe, he set in place specific laws to govern every aspect of creation. He made natural laws to govern the physical world, the physical aspects of life, stuff like gravity, you know, not important stuff. And he made spiritual laws to govern our lives as well, such as we see mentioned in the letter to the church in Galatia by the early church leader named Paul. He said, "You cannot fool God, so don't make a fool of yourself. You will harvest what you plant. If you follow your selfish desires, you will harvest destruction. But if you follow the Spirit, you will harvest eternal life." This is one of several passages in the Bible that identifies our topic for these 2 weeks: the laws of sowing and reaping. Last week, we looked at some of the laws of planting, right? That everything starts as a seed. Nothing happens until the seed is planted. Whatever I sow, I'll get back. And I'm not the only one planting. And as this passage from Galatians we just looked at alludes to, these particular laws of sowing and reaping really they span both the natural and the spiritual world. This means that you can plant an apple seed and you will grow apple trees. Shocker, right? And in the same way, when you plant seeds of kindness, you will reap kindness back. This is the third law of planting that we looked at last week. And if you missed it, I encourage you to check it out this afternoon on our church YouTube channel. Now, the whole reason for planting in the first place, though, the whole reason is to receive a harvest. Amen? So today, we're going to look at that side of the equation, the harvest. Again, let me just reiterate our first laws of sowing and reaping, focused on planting. Everything starts as a seed. Nothing happens until the seed is planted. Whatever seed I sow is what I'll get back, and I'm not the only one planting seeds. The fifth law of sowing and reaping teaches us that the harvest happens long after planting. Harvest happens long after planting. Folks, there is no such thing as instant fruit. It's like instant success. Just doesn't happen instantly, right? Fame can come instantly, but there's no instant success. What do I mean? Well, somebody may be serving and practicing their craft for years in obscurity. Then all of a sudden they're discovered and become instantly famous, right? But growth, all that work they did, that takes time. Understanding and wisdom take time. Developing skills and abilities takes time. I used to feel like such a failure when some highfalutin speaker would come into town and talk about how he'd met somebody on the 10th floor of the elevator, and by the ground floor, they were saved and somehow even baptized. Yeah. It wasn't until I read Jesus' words that were recorded by John, his closest friend and follower, that I understood why that happened. Listen to what John said here. Jesus said that John recorded, "I sent you to harvest where you didn't plant. Others had already done the work. And now you will get to gather the harvest." What an encouragement that was for me. What this means is that when I plant God's love and truth into the folks that God brings into my life, there may be times when someone else gets to lead them to Jesus, possibly on an elevator. But it also means that there will be times when I will get to introduce somebody to Jesus because of the seeds that someone else has planted in their lives. Long before I ever met them. That's essentially what Paul told the church in Corinth. He said, I planted the seed in your heart, and Apollos watered it, but it was God who made it grow. The problem I've seen, though, is that we've been trained to expect instant results, haven't we? We have instant everything, instant coffee. Oh, whoever invented that? I was going to tell them where they should go, but anyways. We have instant oatmeal. That one's a bit better. We have minute rice, TV dinners, microwaves, right? We can jump into the car and whiz across town in minutes or across the province in a few hours. Or hop on a plane and 12 hours later be in Europe. We watch a TV show. And we see family conflicts or national crises resolved in 1 hour, don't we? But in reality, these things often take months or even years to see any little change happen. We want what we want when we want it, which is usually right now or yesterday, if you don't mind, right? So we find it hard to wait for the fruit to grow in our lives and the lives of those around us. And so sometimes we take matters into our own hands, don't we? We run ahead of the Lord. We try to employ our own strategies. Jesus said, I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who live in me while I live in them will produce a lot of fruit. But you can't produce anything without me. You know, I love that Paul was such an encourager to those early churches. When it came especially to working for the Lord, listen to what he said to the Corinthian church. My dear, dear friends, stand your ground and don't hold back. Throw yourself into the work of the master, confident that nothing you do for him is wasted. It's not a waste of time or effort. When you plant seeds, one day, and nothing seems to happen, seemingly forever, don't despair. It's not a waste of time. Remember, fruit ripens slowly. It's supposed to be that way, so don't try to rush the process. Because while you're waiting, God is working. Once that seed is planted, it begins to germinate, doesn't it? And one day it's going to burst forth into new life. And that life is going to grow. And you know what it's going to do? Reproduce more new life. And the process will begin again and again and again, planting and harvesting, planting and harvesting over and over again, which segues nicely into my next law. You will always get more than you give. You will always get more than you give. You always harvest more than you sow. This is always true for good and for bad, folks. Bless you. This is the principle, I'm sure you've heard of it, multiplication. Right? If I take one kernel of corn and I plant that one kernel in the ground, I don't only get one kernel back, do I? No, I get a corn stalk. And on that stalk, there's a bunch of ears of corn. And on each ear, in each ear of corn are hundreds of kernels of corn. This is the exponential power of the seed principle that God established his universe upon. That you always get more out than you put in. Jesus pointed this out when he told the story of the different soils. that represented human hearts and their receptivity to the message of God. He said, "Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, some multiplying 30, some 60, and some 100 times." So he's saying here, not all your plants will bear the same amount of fruit. Some of them are 30-fold increase type of plants, right? Some are 60-fold, but some are 100-fold. And this is true in every area of our lives. You think that if you go out and you do one gossip, you're only going to get one back? You're kidding yourself. You go out and gossip to somebody, you've just boarded what's called the gossip train, and you're going to get way more coming back at you than you put out. That's why you should never gossip, for one, but never attack anybody. Don't attack back to those who lash out and criticize you. Why? Because you don't want to get on that bandwagon. You don't want to get on that train. So no matter what anybody says, don't say anything bad back to them or spread bad stuff about them. Because if you do, you know what's going to happen. You'll reap more than you sowed. Don't let that happen. What you want to do is the exact opposite, right? You want to bless them. You want to pray for them. Remember, Jesus said, bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Why? Because that's what you're going to get back. I want love back. I want some blessings. So whatever you give out, it's not one for one. It's multiplied. And it works positively or negatively in your life. Here's the next law. You get in proportion to what you give. You get in proportion to what you give. Now, this might sound like a contradiction to the last law, but it's not. Follow along with me. This is in addition to that law. See, this is called the principle of proportion. What this means is that I can increase my harvest simply by planting more. If I sow one seed, I get back a multiple of that one seed, right? But if I sow 100 seeds, 1,000 seeds, I'm going to get a huge harvest, aren't I? If I sow little, I get little. If I sow nothing, guess what? Yeah, zip, zilch, nada. This is true in giving. It's true in energy expenditure. It's true in exercise. It's true in talent. It's true in intellectuality. It's true in evangelism as well. That I can increase my harvest by planting more seed. Paul taught this to the Corinthian church again. Remember this, he said, a farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop. But the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. You must each decide in your heart how much to give. Paul actually gives us two important things to consider here. First, he acknowledges this law of proportion, doesn't he? What you get is directly related to how much you give out. But then he says, you get to decide how much you get back. It's up to you. If you're stingy, don't expect much. If you're generous, then the harvest will be plentiful. In other words, in proportion. This particular passage happens to be talking about money as a seed, but the principle relates to more than just money. So what is a seed then? If I can plant more seed and get more harvest, what is a seed? Well, generally speaking, a seed can be anything of value that you give away. Anything of value that you give away. If I give advice, If I give wisdom away, then I get more back. If I give love away, I get more back. If I give my money away, this law makes sure that I receive more back. This isn't some prosperity gospel teaching. This is a biblical principle, folks. I will get back more than I put in. And I get back proportionally to what I get or put in. If I give my life to telling people about Jesus, I'll get a proportionate number of souls for the kingdom of God. Here's the general principle, explained by King Solomon, who's often considered the wisest person of ancient times, right? Said, some background music. Nice. This is what Solomon says. The world of the generous gets larger and larger, but the world of the stingy gets smaller and smaller. You know, some of the smallest funerals I've ever done were some of the stingiest people according to their families. Interesting, eh? You want to harvest much? Start sowing much. Next law of the harvest is that the time to plant is now. Time to plant is now. If it all starts with a seed, nothing happens until that seed is planted, then whatever I sow is what I'm going to reap, and I'm always going to reap more than I sow, plus I can increase the harvest by planting more seed, then what in the world am I waiting for? Jesus said, I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They're ripe for harvest. Jesus declared that the time had arrived. That God had told the ancient preacher Amos, said the day is coming when one following will overtake one ahead, when the person plowing the field will overtake the person still reaping the grain from last season, when the person stomping grapes will overtake the person planting the vineyard. This means time's of the essence. Planters and harvesters are all out at it. It's time to plant now. I talk to people all the time who say, you know, one of these days I'm going to, you can fill in the blank. Once I retire, I'm going to maybe go on a missions trip. I'm going to serve the Lord at serve my church or something, right? Once I get that promotion, then I can finally spend some time with my kids. Then I'll have more money to start giving to the church. Might as well say, when I win the lottery, because that's probably, you may stand better a chance of that. Solomon said, those who wait for perfect weather will never plant seed. Those who look at every cloud will never harvest crops. What's he saying? One of these days always ends up being none of these days. Point is, you don't wait for things to get better because they never will. If you never plant towards your future, you start planting what you harvest now. You need to start planting now or you never will, because the sooner you plant, the sooner you're going to get. The sooner you get, the more you'll have to keep planting for the rest of your life. You know, the reason this law is so important is that it goes hand in hand with a mathematical law. You may have heard of it, compounding interest. If you've ever talked to someone about your investments, you know what I'm talking about, right? You know this principle. If you start saving as a young person, you put a little away each month, it multiplies, and by the time you retire, holy cow, you've got this amazing amount of money to live off of. The sooner you start planting seeds, the sooner you're going to start reaping the harvest, and the greater your harvest is going to be. So whatever you want to start doing it now. And Solomon goes on to say, keep on doing it. He says, plant early in the morning, work until evening, because you don't know if this or that will succeed. They might both do well. We should be planting all the time, he says, everywhere we go, every day. When you wake up, ask, God, what seeds do you want me to plant today? What seeds of love? What seeds of grace? Seeds of time? Seeds of money? Who can I pour into? How can I plant in other people's lives today? You just need to get up every day and think, okay, it's farming day. I'm a farmer today. I'm going to go out, and when I'm at the grocery store, I'm going to be farming people there and wherever I go, right? I'm a farmer at work. I'm a farmer in school. I'm a farmer at home. I'm a farmer. I'm going to plant good seeds everywhere. Because if I plant them all, some of that stuff is going to pop up and start to grow a crop of 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. The more you plant, the more you're going to get back, right? Paul told the Corinthians this, this most generous God who gives seed to the farmer that becomes bread for your meals is more than extravagant with you. He gives you something you can then give away, which grows into full-formed lives, robust in God, wealthy in every way, so that you can be generous in every way, producing with us great praise to God. The more you give away, the more you're going to get back. This is the law of harvest. But there's one more principle to mention, and it's that the harvest takes patience and endurance. Yeah, I always wondered if I'd be cut out to be a farmer. Because it takes patience and endurance. Sort of like what you need to have to get through one of my talks. But it's also what you need to see in order to see a harvest happen. To reap the harvest that God wants me to have, I must be patient and not give up. It's a kingdom principle. It's one of the principles that the kingdom of God operates on. Jesus said it like this. This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground night and day, whether he's sleeping or he gets up. The seed sprouts and grows, though he doesn't know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain. First the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. So what's he saying here? He's saying the results will come. And they will come slowly. They'll come systematically. And they will come through the proper process. I don't have time to unpack what all the meaning of this verse, what it's saying. But it's, to sum it all up, it takes time. It's going to take some time. And because it takes time, Paul says, let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. If you got your Bibles open there, circle that word will right in your Bible, because this is important. We will reap a harvest. It's a promise. Not we might, not we hope, not we wish. We will reap a harvest in God's timing if we do not give up. You've got to hang on. You've got to keep on. Because while you're working, God is working. Don't bemoan last year's crop failure. Start planting for this year's harvest. We've all had wasted years. You've wasted opportunities, so have I. You've wasted words, so have I. You've wasted money. So have I. Way more than I wish I had. We've all wasted opportunities to sow good and godly seed. But we can't do anything about the crop failures of the past, right? Each of us are going to have to learn to live with the consequences of those failures. And there are consequences for everything. There are times when I grieve the failures of my past. But let me give you a verse and a promise from Psalm 126. Those who plant in tears will harvest with shouts of joy. They weep as they go out to plant their seed, but they sing as they return with the harvest. Let me ask you a question. What failures are you still grieving? What loss are you grieving? Maybe people you're weeping over. Maybe you lost a loved one. Maybe they're still alive, but you feel like you've lost them. You failed them, like a prodigal. Maybe you lost your marriage. Maybe you lost your dream. Can I give you one more real quick law of sowing and reaping? It's not in your outline, I know. There's one more law of the harvest. It's never too late to start. Never too late. You need to choose today to leave the past behind and step into God's plan, into his harvest field. Become one of his workers. Become a sower. Become a reaper. Fields are ready for harvest. What are you waiting for? If you're here watching today, maybe you, as you've been listening to this, you think, man, I've only been really sowing seeds of selfishness. Really only been living for myself. You need to turn to God then. You need to follow his ways. Start sowing good seeds in your life. Paul warned that the payment for sin is death, but the gift that God freely gives is everlasting life found in Christ Jesus our Lord. Paul's saying that the seed of sin reaps a harvest of death in our lives for everyone. But when we accept Jesus as Lord, he plants seeds of righteousness in us, which reaps an abundant life, both now and an everlasting life with him forever. If you'd like to do this today, I'm going to help you by leading you in a short prayer to God. So we all bow our heads together, please. You can just pray along silently with me, and God will hear you and accept you as his child today. Let's pray. Dear God, I admit I haven't been living for you. I've been sowing selfishness by doing things my own way, only for myself, and I really haven't been giving you any thought in my life. I'm sorry for that. Please forgive me and make me right with you. I believe that Jesus came to show me the only way to God by dying to pay for my sin. So right now I ask you to lead my life. From now on, I want to discover more of who you are and who you created me to be. And I want to start sowing good seeds into the lives of the people around me. Thank you, God. Thank you for giving me a new life. Please help me to bear good fruit and much fruit for you. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The musicians, come back. If you did pray that prayer for the first time, can you please let me know after the service? I'd love to connect with you before you leave, or you can fill out one of those connect cards in the back of the seat or connected to the video that you're watching. I do have some resources I'd love to share with you. And with that, I hope to see you back next week for St. Patrick's Day. Don't forget to wear green next week, okay? We'll be watching for you. God bless. Turn it back to Cole.